Oh, hey. I did not expect to see you here. No, this is random. Of all the bars and all the nights, it had to be him. And it had to be tonight. Yeah, it's just me. He's working late again. You know him. Yeah, third night this week. Hey, that sounded like an opening. That was an invitation. How about you just sit on his lap next time? You too? Long day? I'm guessing. His tie is very loose and his sleeves are completely wrecked. He's tired, but tired looks damn good. I almost didn't come in. I needed to escape, really, before my inbox swallowed me alive. I don't know about you, but today for me, if I had to rate between one and, like, throw my computer out the door, I was pretty much throwing my computer out the door and, like, considering poisoning the coffee corner. You should have poisoned the coffee corner, you idiot, because now you're here with him, alone. Poison the coffee next time and go to jail forever instead of being here alone with him. Is this your spot? Yeah, it figures you would know the secret good place. I can't say I'm surprised. Okay. That was intentional. His stool is facing me. Like we planned this. Like we are interested in what the other has to say. Honestly, I kind of feel like I'm interrupting your routine a bit. Okay. That's his knee. Edging toward mine. And it's near. It's not touching, of course, but it is just close enough to notice, and I am absolutely noticing, and he is noticing that I'm noticing. Get it together. You know, your drink looks way better than mine. What is it? His smile is slow and really familiar. The smile of someone who's been waiting. Someone who's been hunting. An old-fashioned, that is very predictable of you. And so fucking sexy. It's strange. We've known each other forever. I'm obviously always with him. It's never been just us. Harmless on paper. Harmless. Not charged. No electricity. None. Different. That's what it is. I mean, it's different. But not bad. Just different. Different is dangerous. Different is a door. It is a welcome. Close the door. Be unwelcoming. Stop being so damn charming. Please, do not look at me like that. That look should probably be illegal. He is looking at me like that still. His eyes are holding onto mine and roaming, but not like they're learning me, like they've already memorized me. Fuck. Smooth. His knuckles skim mine on the bar and stay. This is not an accident. This is not an accident. This is not a drill. It's a confession. Are you really sitting this close? He does not move. He's not moving. I'm not moving either. Stop with the slow smile, okay? It's kind of persuasive. Years of wanting are spilling out of him, but he's not saying a fucking word. I sure the fuck am listening, though. hanging on every fucking bit of that smile. Oh my god. You did not just... He means it. He tucked into the stare. That was not an accidental daddy. If he walked in right now, he'd see our knees touching. And how I'm leaning closer instead of leaning away. Look, this has been really nice, but I should go. I really should go. He's waiting, and he's silent. He's very patient. I'm still here, huh? And with that, we have granted permission. That was nice, yeah. You're walking me out now. Well, you think I'll get lost in the parking lot? His palm presses the small of my back. Light, but unmistakable. He's like steering me. I can make it to the door, you know. Okay. Okay, fine. Gentleman mode is on. I get it. His hand, though, may not be in gentleman mode as it lingers a bit longer than would be considered polite. It's firmer than casual. My steps start to match his without even thinking about it. God, that air feels so good. The cool night should be settling me right now, but he's so close. His shadow is consuming mine, and I feel like soon I might completely disappear. This feels reckless, honestly. Don't give me that look. You know what I mean. He's so calm. He doesn't chase or reassure. He just waits. Like, this was inevitable, and he's just prepared to handle it. So, which one is yours? He points. No words again, obviously. And already we're walking, confident, certain. Of course. Wow, nice car. Figures. I bet this is the way you take all your girls home. Why did I just say that? Why did I just say that? Like I'm even thinking about the girls he takes home. This is not my business. I shouldn't be in this car. I shouldn't even know what this car looks like. Get it together. His hand brushes mine again, like he knew I was spiraling. Not a mistake and not casual. His fingers are nearly threading, and then they're gone. My chest is tight. Like I miss that. I wanted that. You're not gonna say anything, are you? Just walking. Like this is normal. He doesn't fill the silence. He lets it thicken until it's undeniable, borderline unbearable. You're really opening it for me? Really? Okay. Gentleman points are stacking. You are the gentleman of all gentlemen, okay? Okay, the way his eyes follow me as I slip behind the door and sit on the seat. His eyes are so steady. And did he blink? I don't think I saw him blink. Oh. Okay. All right. No talking. So, where are we going? He doesn't answer. And honestly, why am I expecting him to at this point? His hands are gripping the wheel with a lot of certainty. And his jaw is chiseled. The silence is deafening. I have never been this way, frankly, to get to my house, to be clear. He just shot a look at me, and I am very aware that we are not going to my house. Fuck. You know, the streetlights, they make you look kinda dangerous. The shadows are flickering across his face. Each one is sharper than the last. And I'm lost. You're not even gonna tell me where? Really? He doesn't. He drives like he's rehearsed this moment. My pulse thrums in time with the tires. Is that my heart is so loud right now. I'm sorry. Do you hear it? That's very awkward. I'm sorry. Did I say that already? He must hear it. He's not even laughing. It's like this is his soundtrack that he's been waiting for. And it is filling the car. Listen. I need to know why you're so quiet. I don't know if you caught on, but I'm not quiet. I don't do quiet. So why are you so quiet? His hands shift on the gear. But not because the gear needed to move, but more because now he's way closer to my thigh. Again, not touching, obviously. But I feel it anyway. You're doing this on purpose, aren't you? You're just waiting me out. My voice sounds way braver than I feel right now. He's not even glancing at me in this moment. He's just steady. He's so sexy. Say something. Please say something. Or don't. Either way, I'm following. Are we here, finally? Where's here? Where are we? He parks. And the silence that I thought was deafening before is roaring loudly in the car now that the engine is off. You're not even going to explain. You are infuriating. And of course not. Of course you're okay with this. Of course. He turned to me this time. Still fucking calm and sharp and steady. Fuck. There's no question in his eyes. He wants this. He wants me. Look, I didn't plan this, right? You know that. I did not plan this. He knows that. Because he did plan this. He may not have known exactly where or exactly when, but this moment has been living in his mind for a long time. You have that look again. The one that reads mine every time we make eye contact. Don't do that. Do that. Please keep doing that. My body is already responding. I can feel it between my legs. His shoulder is brushing mine. Each step toward the door, my breath gets shorter and shorter. You locked it. Subtle. That was it. That click is the verdict. I know exactly what's happening tonight. You're close. His chest lines up with my back. Heat. The heat. I feel the heat way before the touch. His palm slides from hip to waist. Thumb pressing into my ribs. Deliberate, claiming me. Your hand, his other hand spreads at the base of my skull, tilting my head back until I'm looking up. And my body wouldn't dare disobey. I'm not even thinking right now. Why are you looking at me like that again? Our noses nearly touch. His thumb strokes my jaw hinge. The breath warms my cheek. My knees bend under me. Am I standing? I don't even know if I'm standing. Have you always... He answers by moving. His mouth is drifting past my ear. Not kissing me, obviously. Just letting the heat spill from his lips. Nose grazing hairline. Boundaries completely erased. His grip in my hair tightens, arching my throat, and his chest pins me back. Without even thinking, without anything, before I even know what I'm doing. Daddy, the word falls heavy, and his grip at my hip tightens, the thumb circling at the bone. He wanted that. He needed that. Daddy, not a test. That was not a question. I know what I'm saying, and I am surrendering. My head tips back to his chest, and our heartbeats are completely in sync. I can't move. His fist keeps my hair. Thumb still angles my jaw, and his palm flattens against my belly, anchoring me to him. Oh, his breath. How my ear steadies into command with absolutely no words. I'm fucked. Tell me what to do. I'm already waiting. I'm already obeying. He hasn't said a word. And I'm already his. How did he do that? I'll be good for you. Please. Please. His palm slides up my sternum to just beneath my collarbone, holding me in place. The other hand locks my head. I want you. No, I need you. His chest pins mine. His jaw brushes my temple. The fit is indecently perfect. He has barely done nothing to me. And as if I'm completely willing, like I want this, without thinking another thought, I say, I'm yours. And his silence is somehow an answer, as his eyes lock again with mine and his hands claim. No, they grab what they know is theirs. And behind his eyes, without speaking any words, I know what he's thinking right now as he looks at me. Mine. Say when I'm good. Say it. His hands hold me steady and praise feels like lightning under my skin. I've never, ever, ever again. Daddy, please, Daddy. Each time it sinks deeper and the need sharpens into hunger. I am hungry for his approval. I am hungry. This is now my obsession forever. I can feel it. It's in my bones. I am obsessed. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Daddy, the world is two hands, two breaths, one word. Daddy. Daddy, I need you. I need your fingers. I need your hands. I need your body. I need you, Daddy. Fuck. I need you more than I've ever needed anything. And just like that, with one swift movement from front to back, I come completely undone. Just his two fingers and that one movement, and I'm unraveling like I've never unraveled for anybody before. Oh. Holy shit. Daddy, fuck. 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 Oh, what the? Crossed it. Clean through. We crossed whatever line was there tonight. I can't feel my legs, and that is so rude of you. He giggled, but he just holds me tighter. Like there's no gravity, there's no distance, there's no separation between us anymore. Like, this is where I lay now. This is where I belong. Don't look at me like that. Do. Please keep looking at me like that. Exactly. Like that. This is crazy. I'm a disaster. And he put his finger to my mouth because he knew as damn well as I did that it didn't matter what I was about to say. It doesn't matter what I think I am or am not, because what I am undoubtedly is his. I should be thinking about him, right? I should be thinking about him right now. But I won't. I know I won't. Not tonight. I'll crawl into bed beside him. He might not even wake up, honestly. Your breath will still be on my skin. And that simple touch, one touch between my legs, will be what I replay in the dark all night tonight. I should be good, but I'm not. Not with you. Not anymore. So, what now? I'm supposed to behave? Be Daddy's good girl? I will be. Fuck, I will be. Until I'm not. He doesn't know yet, but I'm a bit of a brat. Make me. The dare tastes sweet and dangerous. I'll act normal. I'll lie like a prayer. And mean this instead. You're in trouble now, Daddy. And so the fuck am I. And all I know is I want so much more. And that Daddy just changed me forever.